So, what was the inspiration for this production? How did it come to be?
Well, I am a lawyer by day, and I recalled reading something about a reverse discrimination action involving teachers. And in connection with reading that, my mind just started to wander, and I started to put my dramatist hat on and wondered, well, what if this were the situation, and what if that were the situation? And I thought, oh, my God, wouldn't it be really interesting if this happened? And I started to speculate on that. And also being a creature of deadlines, I had and still do have a good friend who's also a director. And I've been talking to her, you know, there's this play that I want to write, but I just haven't gotten around to it. And she became aware of a theater that I think it was like a down weekend in between two productions. And somebody was setting up a little festival of like, okay, everybody gets a night or something like that. And she said, okay, I've got a theater. Put up or shut up. And that was, I think, a couple of months off, and I started the plan and said, you know what? You have the theater, you get the actors, and I will finish writing this play. And we actually started the rehearsal for the movie at 8. What they did was a reading. And they started the rehearsals for the reading before I finished the play. And I ended up kind of not working with, but essentially I allowed the actors to inspire me. And they asked questions, and I said, oh, well, that's interesting. Let's put that in the play, too. So I ended up kind of writing it almost on them, and we had a beautiful staged reading of it, and that's how it got started.
How does it feel to kind of see that creation from, you know, go from your subconscious to being acted out in a live reading to actually being on stage? Like, how do you feel right now?
Excited and very, very nervous. I feel like now it's out of my hands. It's like I'm sending my baby to school. But I love the collaborative nature of theater, and I really love working with directors and actors who help me think about and deepen the piece when I get asked questions. More often than not, I'll say, you know, I haven't thought about it in that light. Let me think about it, and maybe I'll adjust the script accordingly. Or they can ask the question, I can say, well, okay, I had thought of what you suggested, and here's why I didn't do that. But maybe we can come up with some sort of compromise, a way that you feel satisfies your character's need while still satisfying the story arc. So it's very exciting, and also just seeing, we've got video in this too, which I had never really envisioned in it. And I just thought, oh my God, can you actually like film something and put it on the stage for this? It's awesome. I saw some of the tech last night, which was tech, so you know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
But even just seeing like the actors on stage while they're being, and through the monitors of the camera, I thought, wow, this is really very theatrical and very cool. So I love the whole process.
So you said before that you're a lawyer, but
yes, I am.
Have you had a secret love affair with the theater? Have you always been involved in the theater? Like, how did this all, you know, you could have written a book, you could have done a lot of different things, but you decided to write a play. So how did this all come to be?
It's not my love affair with the theater is by no means secret. I have been trying to write for the theater since about second grade when I tried to write my first play.
Oh.
but I have only started finishing plays after I got out of law school. I think it's what gave me the discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been writing for some years now, and if you look at my bio, I've won some awards, mm-hmm. I've gotten some commissions, and I'm really very excited to be able to fulfill my theatrical nature this way.
How would you describe the flavor of this piece? Like, for someone that's listening to this and they're kind of like, she sounds really cool, but why should I come and check this out? Like, what am I going to be in for? So, like, what's the piece like, the timbre of the piece?
The timbre of the piece is, I would say, thought-provoking. It deals with race in a more head-on manner than I tend to in my pieces, which is kind of fun and experimental for me. And I do some really interesting stuff with casting, and I can tell you about that if you like. But it's very, I think some of the stuff that happens there is very unexpected. So I think it's thought-provoking, unexpected, and also I like to think humorous and entertaining, because I think that I try to bring that to everything I write.
Okay, bottom line, why should someone see this play?
I think someone should come see this play to kind of rejigger is a crap bad way of putting it, but to reapproach their perceptions of race and their perceptions of stereotypes. I think if you feel like cracking your mind open a little bit on how you view people of another color or another persuasion, you might want to come to this and see what you think.